From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Democrats' reach for religious voters post Sarah Palin.
But first, it is getting ugly. The presidential candidates are trading barbs and unveiling nasty attack ads. Jim VandeHei from Politico.com is here. Welcome back to the program.
Great to be here.
Well, you have Barack Obama saying you can put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig, and he's referring to the McCain-Palin claims of change and reform. McCain campaign shoots back, saying this is a sexist attack on Palin. And then Jim, McCain has produced this ad, which says Obama wants sex ed for kindergartners. Let's hear it.
Obama's one accomplishment? Legislation to teach comprehensive sex education to kindergartners. Learning about sex before learning to read? Barack Obama. Wrong on education. Wrong for your family.
So, Jim VandeHei of Politico.com, sex ed for kindergartners, lipstick on a pig. Is this what we're going to get a lot more of in the coming weeks?
I think, unfortunately, probably yes. I think given the modern media culture with the proliferation of all these websites and the insatiable appetite of cable TV, a lot of this sort of personal, nasty, petty politics, it plays pretty well. And that's what you've seen this entire campaign has been focused on for at least the last 16 hours. I mean, this idea about debating this comment about lipstick on a pig. I mean, Obama has said it before. McCain has said it before. Millions of people have used that cliche. And for McCain to sort of pounce on this and say this is evidence of sexism, you know, seems a little silly and also seems just a little bit off topic from what I think a lot of people want to hear. But the truth is, it's pretty effective politics. We're talking about it. It's been on cable TV all morning. It'll be online all day. They know that this is a conversation they don't mind having, at least from the McCain perspective, because they think it raises questions about whether or not Palin is getting fair treatment, both from the media and from Democrats.
And just to truth squad the sex ed for kindergartners claim, he wasn't really proposing that, was he? He was proposing more that kindergartners should be aware of sexual predators.
Right. And you're seeing this happen a lot in this campaign now where people are taking positions and sort of distorting them. It's not just the sex education issue right now. You have it on tax cuts. McCain Palin keeps saying Obama will raise taxes on everyone. At least if you look at his policies, he would reduce taxes for most people except for those that are making over $250,000. And you see this on both sides. And I think it ends up being very confusing to voters about what is truth and what is not truth.
And Jim, there seems to be a real debate among Democrats about what the Obama strategy should be now that Palin is on the ticket and getting so much attention. Should he remain above these partisan politics or should he go in and start attacking? And today you heard him try to pull back from the lipstick on a pig comment. And this is what he said in response to the McCain campaign's outrage to his comment.
Enough. I don't care what they say about me. But I love this country too much to let them take over another election with lies and phony outrage and swift boat politics. Enough is enough.
So, Jim, is the Obama campaign kind of trying to have it both ways?
Yes, and I think you accurately capture what is a pretty deep division right now inside the Democratic Party. They don't know how to respond. On the one hand, they feel that voters are very much hungry for change and they want a different type of politics. At the same time, they feel like they got rolled in 2004 in past elections because they weren't tough enough, didn't respond forcefully enough, didn't punch back when punched. And so they have these two competing impulses to be different on one hand, but to punch back on the other. And that's why you see what seems like a pretty uncertain campaign right now. This is not the steady, confident, smooth-operating Obama machine we're used to seeing for the last couple of months. He's on the defensive. I think he's clearly rattled. And I think they clearly haven't decided what is the best way to respond to the Palin phenomenon. And I think it can be accurately described as a phenomenon. I mean, clearly you're seeing bigger audiences for McCain. You're seeing a big switch in the polls, especially among white women. And you're seeing just more and more coverage now of McCain in a way that we didn't see any of this happening before the Palin pick. And so they need to figure out what the best way to respond is. It's not my job to give them political advice. And quite frankly, if it were, I think it'd be a difficult one to figure out because it's not clear what to do because they keep getting thrust onto the defensive.
Jim VandeHei of Politico.com. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.